Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go, hook him up!
I'm gonna dog you until I wear your Texas ass out.
The game is awesome to play.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm joined by my co-host, Katrera. What's going on, Katrera?
Not too much. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is I'm waiting for one of you, or both of you two fools, to be able to do a show at the same time. Last week, you got a little sick, so you bowed out like a pussy. And this week, 30 minutes before the show, Craig's got to go do some overtime, make some money, which somehow is more important than doing this show, and I just don't understand it, and I'm just driving me crazy because I'm the professional one, and when I'm the professional one, the show's got problems. That's all I can say.
Well, I knew it meant that much to you. I would have coughed and hopped my way through the show last week, but I was in bad shape, so sorry.
Dave Meltzer did it for 2 months, man. He was professional enough to do it.
Well, Dave Meltzer is more dedicated than anybody, so, you know.
Yeah, that is true. He is kind of a
weirdo. I don't know when Dave Meltzer has time to actually live with something
right.
Other than rough stuff.
I know he's got a laptop and a phone in his bathroom.
Well, hey, if you're going to have something in your bathroom, it might be your laptop and your phone, so have some fun.
Probably has a fax machine in there, too.
A fax machine? Do you have fax machines anymore?
Our other co-host is bowing out for overtime, and so it's just me and you.
Well, at least it's for money. I can understand that for money. So,
this show's more important than money.
But if it's for money or pussy, I can understand bowing out.
Okay, pussy, I can understand. Money. You know, that's just, you know, money is the root of all evil. Craig's supposed to be a Christian man, so I don't get that.
Well, even Christians need cash.
True, because that is true, because all of them that are on TV, they sure as hell ask for a lot of cash to buy their big old house. And, you know, Joel Osteen, you know, he's got like a mansion and an airplane and a helicopter and a submarine. And if he doesn't have all that shit, he can afford it because of all the people who send him money.
Ooh, they got the, I was on my road here, and they got the new 007 on the digital download. Might check that out later tonight.
Yeah, what on the digital download?
The new 007 movie.
Oh, okay.
So, Dave Bautista in it?
Yeah, with a stupid stormtrooper in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, James Bond is a stupid stormtrooper. Yeah, real good choice there.
He got his mind controlled by the Force. You can't say he's stupid.
But he was stupid enough to get close to her. I mean, you know.
Well, he didn't know what the deal was.
He wasn't even trying to rape her or anything. He just fucking was like, here, take control of my mind. I'm stupid.
He wasn't smart like the
If he was going to town and getting his groove on and then she took control of him, that would have been different. You know what I mean?
He wasn't a smart trooper like the other two when they saw Kylo Ren having a fit and they walked the other way.
Yeah. But anyway, it's Royal Rumble weekend. It's the we're about to hit the start to the road to WrestleMania. And usually Royal Rumble is one of my favorite pay-per-views of the year, if not my favorite pay-per-view of the year. And I was kind of excited. You know, I would have loved to have seen Brock go in number one and just destroy Geeks for the whole show. But they had
a
fucking...
They were going to put Roman in at number one, though.
I guess, but like I said, I would have rather Brock going number one than Roman. And then you know Brock's going to get eliminated by the Wyatts, and then the big money match for Brock Lesnar is going to be Brock against Bray Wyatt, which, you know, this
really
might be the biggest WrestleMania of all time, but it also might be one of the shittiest WrestleManias of all time when it's all over, man, because really, I mean...
I don't mind Bray Wyatt. I just think... Find something better for Brock Lesnar to do.
Yeah. Exactly, but everyone's hurt or just, I don't know. It's just, like I say, I mean, I'm sure it'll be an exciting time, fun time.
See, this
and,
is when they should take a Taker match for WrestleMania.
Yeah, now looking back, they sure as hell should have.
They could at least, they could have main evented WrestleMania with that or if they wanted to. So.
Yeah. But no, everybody had to be a pussy and get hurt, like Seth Rollins and John Cena, fuck everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're excited for a possible NXT match on WrestleMania with Sami Zayn against Kevin Owens. Let's go ahead and preview the Rumble. You have a list of the matches that are on the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, I got it from the daily update right here. Royal Rumble from Orlando, Florida, this Sunday on pay-per-view if you want to pay $54.99 if you're stupid. Or you can get the network and think you can get it for free on your free month.
I just noticed that my network, what do you call it? Oh, I had to change credit cards because of some funny activity on one of them. So they didn't get nothing. Somebody tried to, like, buy something that was like $16 in Europe or something. I don't know if it was a test run to see if it would work or what, but they lagged it real quick, so I don't have to pay nothing or nothing got on my account. It was just some funny activity. So they sent me a new card, and then I guess that was the card that the network was on, so when I went to update or resubscribe for the month, it didn't take it. So I actually got to resubscribe, but luckily, I noticed that in my junk mail, they sent me an email. I guess they realized that, like, pretty quick after it elapsed, that they sent me an email for 3 months. So I will be watching the Royal Rumble for free. And I'm not paying $9.99 or $59.99 or whatever the fuck.
For, like, the third month in a row, that fucking Blog Talk is not charged my card. So I had to redo my credit card stuff every month. Something's wrong. Some kind of a glitch on their end because there's nothing wrong with my credit cards or anything. It does it every month now. So I got
that's weird.
I'll get a notice that it didn't go through, but then I go automatically to, like, I go right to the page with my settings and re-enter all my stuff, and it goes right through. I don't know what the deal is. Not anything wrong with my card. Something on their end. So.
Yeah, what is Blog Talk? I mean, come on now.
I always worry with my credit card and shit on the internet.
Yeah, especially nowadays, you never know what you click on can fucking totally screw up your life.
I got so much stuff I use, like, for the internet, you know, like subscriptions or like Netflix or Amazon and shit like that, and my Roku and stuff. You know, I never know. I always worry something bad is gonna happen.
Speaking of Netflix, I just finished all 3 seasons of Arrow.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You like it?
It's okay. A lot of the characters at times are hard to like. You know what I mean? You shouldn't want to slap the baby faces every once in a while. what's her name? Felicity. She's fucking hot, but by the end of the third season, I just want to slap a bitch. And then and Laurel, she was, you know, times where she's like, you want to slap her ass. Oliver's a little bitch.
The other girl died like twice. Her sister.
Yeah. His sister, she's a little hottie, but she's annoying too.
Yeah, I watched her.
The only one that's not like hateable is Roy, because Roy doesn't even say anything. He's just in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Diggle can be fucking pussy too.
I watched the new Legends of Tomorrow last night. That was pretty good. It's like the spinoff.
What is it? Is it The Atom or something?
Yeah, it's The Atom. It's you haven't watched The Flash, have you?
Just what I've seen of him on Arrow. I was thinking about checking him out pretty soon.
Yeah, they got like people from Arrow, and it's kind of like a Suicide Squad. Only it's kind of like more of the good guys. Except it's got a couple of the bad guys on there where they go through time to like save the world or something like that. It's pretty good.
I guess I'll have to look into it. Maybe. That's another thing.
Yeah,
Adam was a pussy too. They're the most pussy superheroes ever on Arrow.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I like the two Asian chicks. They were fine. The fucking the daughter of Rojo Gu or whatever the fuck his name is. She was hot, the lesbian. And then the mother of the little kid who died. That she's in the Suicide Squad movie.
Mm-hmm.
I freaked out because I wasn't expecting it. I just thought she was just going to be a normal person who knew how to fight. And at the end of season 3, she comes out with that mask from the Suicide. I was like, oh, shit. It's like half the Suicide Squad's on fucking Arrow.
Well, they did have, like, they had Deadshot on there, like, the second season, I think.
Didn't they have Deadshot on every season?
Oh, did they? I couldn't remember. It's been a while, so I've watched everything.
Yeah, he came out on every season. He died on the last time I saw him, though.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that new Suicide Squad trailer this week?
The what? Yeah, I saw it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's the best looking DC movie out there. I'm just not really into the DC movies, but that one looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm probably going to check that out. Anyway, back to the Royal Rumble. On the pre-show, they have the Dudleys versus the Ascension versus Jack Swagger and Mark Henry versus Darren Young and Damian Sandow with the winners to get into the Rumble. So I'm actually really good.
Darian Young and Damian Sandow, what happened to Titus? I guess Titus is already in there. They just said, fuck you, fucking
yeah,
John Cena.
He seems to be getting more of a singles push. I mean, he beat fucking Stardust like every week, it seems like. I've seen that match a million times.
I guess Henry's team will win. That way it can be impressive from Brock or Roman eliminate Mark Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't see Victor and the other dudes fucking being in the Royal Rumble.
I can see the Dudleys being in there. So
Dudley's lost to the social jobbers fucking on Main Event or Superstars.
They need to turn Bubba into Bully Ray or something.
Yeah.
Instead of just putting dudes over. He's better than that, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Charlotte versus Becky Lynch for the women's title, which I'm actually looking forward to. I like the little program they've been doing with them and Ric Flair. So.
Yeah, I liked how on the auditions Brian is like, oh, this storyline's stupid. Becky Lynch and me look as idiot and stupid. And then every week Dave's like, oh, it's a good storyline. I like the storyline. And now Brian's like, oh, it's a great storyline. It's awesome. They just made her look stupid a few weeks ago.
Done some decent mic work. And like a couple weeks ago when she just attacked her out of nowhere for a match. So that was pretty good.
Out of the three, she's actually turned out to be the best one. I remember when she just couldn't get over in NXT, it took her fucking forever and gimmick change and outfit change to finally get over in NXT. And then she's the first one to get over on Raw, really. And when she's not wearing something stupid, she looks fantastic. I mean, she's not as hell, but she just has a tendency to wear stupid outfits. Yeah, it should be pretty good. I mean, her and Charlotte have been having way better matches than her and than Sasha did.
Yeah.
And Sasha's actually, I guess when you take her away from that choreographed match that she like practices 100 times a day before the show, I guess she's just not as good. I mean, she's still got like the good character. She's real, very charismatic and all that, but as far as in-ring, what the fuck happened to her?
Oh, and she's been hurt or something, hasn't she?
Lately she's been hurt, but even before she got hurt, she just wasn't the Sasha from NXT. It's like...
I need to get her away from that team bad and make her a babyface or something. I think there's some money with her in Charlotte, so...
I think it's been wasted away. And I think the better program, Charlotte and Becky, right now.
Right now. I mean, in the future, and like, I think there's so because she's over pretty good with the crowd anyway. So.
Well, she's actually over when she's not in the match. Like when during the crowd, they're all chanting Sasha, but then when they actually wrestle, nobody really gives a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird how that is because there's.
I like the Flair's. Flair's heels have been pretty damn good. I think so.
Flair, like, the first time Charlotte cheated, the look on Flair's face, like, he was so proud. My daughter's a cheater.
Basically, Flair was something decent to do for the first time since he's, like, retired. So,
Yeah, he's been great. Flair's been great.
I don't know. They just dropped, like, the whole Paige thing. She's taking the baby face and best friends with Natalya. I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Stupid. Yeah, that is so fucking stupid.
Somebody looking at schizophrenic bullshit. I don't understand it.
27 riders and nobody remembers that fucking she attacked Nanny and hurt her multiple times.
They remember. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. They're like, everyone thinks Nanny's an idiot anyway, so let's make her look more like an idiot.
The way they book nowadays is just horrible, the way they book nowadays. This is about the only time I really get into stuff is during this season right now, you know, because it's usually the best of the year, you know, the first 3 months for WrestleMania.
Usually. They need to fucking kick that shit in gear. Hopefully they'll do have something planned for the Rumble, but, yeah, it's a little lackluster this year, at least going into it.
Yeah, but like you said, they got a lot of the guys out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, next match we've got New Day versus the Usos for the tag team title.
This will be good.
I figure New Day's going to win this one, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as down on the New Day as a lot of people have been turning on them, but they do need to tone it down, you know what I mean? They're turning it up, and that's when it kind of is not as good.
They're a little bit too comical. I like the act,
yeah.
But...
they need to shorten everything.
Yeah. I could do with it. The promos, like, beforehand, before the match and stuff, is going to be a little much, a little too much goofiness, I think.
Yeah.
The whole unicorn thing, I think, is fucking stupid. But, you know.
I know you cried when they fucking had the memorial for Francesca.
Who's that? The trombone?
The trombone.
Yes, that was a tragedy. We got Alberto Del Rio versus Kalisto for the U.S. title. Another example of stupid booking. I don't know why they already took the belt off him if they're having a rematch on pay-per-view. You know, it's
right.
Just wait till the end. It's like, okay, you put the title on him. You took it off of him like the next day. Or, you know, on SmackDown, it would be like 2 days later anyway. And then you're going to just rematch him until Royal Rumble, and Alberto's probably going to win there. So. I don't know why you just didn't keep the title on him.
Because that somehow gets him over, because we put the title on him, and that should get him over, but, you know, makes him look like a geek losing it so soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're right, he's probably going to lose the fucking rematch at the Rumble.
At least let him keep it for the last couple of weeks before you're going to do the rematch at the Rumble. I mean, that's like fucking common sense, I think.
That the plan was, okay, we're going to get him a push. We're going to get him over. And he walks through that stage with that belt. And Vince McMahon goes, that was pretty good, but goddamn, he's so short.
This is what they do everybody. They get a, I don't know, they win, they lose. You win one, but the other guy's got to get his win back. And then like, okay, what was the point in the first place?
Yeah, it's stupid.
They got to keep everybody even for some reason. They think they're keeping everybody even, but nobody's getting over.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens, last man standing for the IC title. It's actually a pretty good match.
This will probably, I mean, unless Pat Patterson is booking the Royal Rumble, this will probably be the best match.
Mm-hmm. I see Kevin Owens getting the title.
Yeah.
He's had a pretty big feud the last couple of months. Pretty, a lot of heat there, so. Yeah. And then we get the Royal Rumble for the World Heavyweight title. First time it's been on the line since 92, I believe. Actually, it's surprising that they never, that it's been that long since they've had the world title up for grabs in the Rumble.
Was that the Ric Flair one?
Yeah.
I bet you one whole dollar that this Royal Rumble is nowhere near as good as that Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. He had, and I just had a shitload of awesome guys in there. Like a who's who. Like
it was
the rest of history, like some of the best workers of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you got to see Ric Flair go one-on-one with every single one of them. That was fucking
and you don't have Bobby Heenan on commentary either. So that's a negative.
It would have been nice if they would have decided to put Moro on the Rumble. Maybe they'll make a last-minute decision, but I guess we're going to get Michael Cole and JBL fucking arguing like always.
I wish they put Moro on NXT.
Yeah, no shit. Moro should do everything.
Yeah. I mean, nothing ever happens on SmackDown, so I never watch it. So it's kind of a waste for me for him being on there. I'd rather see him on something I'd like to watch, like those TakeOver specials or something. We broadcast some good stuff.
Yeah. Moro's so good, he could do the sign language feed and fucking, it'll be awesome.
Yep. And I'm wondering if we've gotten any, I think there's maybe, I don't know, maybe 22 or 23 guys that have actually been announced for the Rumble, so I wonder if there are going to be any surprises.
Well, supposedly Brian's trying to claim that they're thinking about putting Tough Enough Josh in the Royal Rumble.
Why, to get the shit beat out of him?
Yeah, and honestly, that's one of the things I'd be looking forward to the most. I'm going to be very disappointed if they don't do that.
Daniel,
I mean,
like Daniel Pewter that one year?
Yeah, like Daniel Pewter.
Shit beat out of him.
Or when Maven actually eliminates The Undertaker, but then Undertaker just beat the fuck out of him.
That was actually a pretty cool moment when Maven eliminated The Undertaker. I like that.
Yeah.
It was one of the bigger moments I remember.
Yeah, but you know they're going to fucking send in this fucking goof and they're going to tell him not to do anything at all, just to take it, and then they're going
to... I'd rehire Hoggle Holly for one night for Rumble Surprise. They go in there.
or have it be a squash. I guess you couldn't do it because Roman's got to be there till the end, but I would say have it where, like, he comes down, it's just him and Brock just kills him. And then somebody else comes in and Brock throws that person out real quick, and then he kills him, and then somebody else comes out and he throws that dude out real quick, and then he kills fucking him again. Like, the whole 60 minutes is just fucking Brock Lesnar suplexing Josh. That'd be awesome. I'd take double.
Or at least I'd do a spot. I'd have Josh in there and just have the social outcast be the next four entrance or something.
Or jump him on the entrance and kick his ass or something. But
that's so stupid. I mean, it's stupid for him to say what he said, but I think it's kind of stupid to get upset about it. You know?
I don't know.
Even if I believe that, I wouldn't have fucking put it on Twitter, because I just my brain, I got a little more brain function up there, so I would know better.
Yeah.
But still, I think it's kind of silly getting all upset about it. It's kind of childish.
Yeah, but they've always been childish as far as shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They throw these in there. Somebody beat the shit out of him, too. Just because.
I just send all those dumbasses in there and get their ass kicked.
Yeah. Has ZZ show up and then Brock come out and just destroy the dude and go home and wrestle the Gators and his last will see of him. Lazy fucker.
Why are you talking about someone who could be like your long-lost cousin like that?
He has nobody that's related to me or no long-lost cousin or nothing.
If you say so.
We don't all know each other. Treat me like I'm a black guy or something. We're all related or something. No.
Yeah.
We don't all look like. We're not a place. We don't all know each other.
Y'all had some cousins in the family that got a little along too good. You know what I mean?
Well, they broke up a while ago, so that's not going to happen.
But supposedly, and they'll probably change it because, you know, it's kind of made some news, is the surprise entrance of AJ Styles.
It's so stupid when they say that something got out, so they got to change it. I hate when they do that shit.
Here's how they're going to make it awesome, though. This is how they're going to make this awesome. AJ's not going to come out throughout the whole Rumble, 1 through 29. And then you're going to get to, you know, it's 30. And then that music's going to hit, and the clock's going to tick down and tick down and tick down. And then you wait for the screen to see who it is. And on the screen, it's going to fucking say AJ. And everybody's going to lose their shit, and they're going to go crazy because it's fucking AJ Styles. But then AJ Lee comes out from behind the curtain, skips to the ring, throws out Roman Reigns, throws out Brock Lesnar, throws out Triple H, and AJ Lee is your world heavyweight champion, and that's how they're going to troll everybody.
I'm 100% certain that's not going to happen.
It'd be awesome, though, if it did.
Hey, at least she's not there no more. AJ might get to keep his name. He won't have to.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, they do like to change everybody's name. But
well, I don't think he's one of those guys. I don't think they'll change his name, to be honest.
We'll see.
But they're in Orlando, you should get a good reaction.
What was his tag team partner when he broke in? They'll change his name to, like, Air Paris or something.
I remember AJ Styles and Air Paris. They were, like, in the last days of WCW on Nitro or something, weren't they?
Yeah.
I hope he comes out. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I've been hoping he'd go to WWE for a while. So.
And also, I wonder what the chances of a surprise appearance by, as Dave Meltzer would probably call him, the Dirty Jap, Sasuke Nakamura.
I don't know. I'm always worried with the Japanese because I never use the Japanese well. So.
Yeah, but the last one they had, well, they didn't, you know, they could have pushed Tajiri more, but Tajiri had a great run. And
Tajiri did have a good run. I mean, he was really good. I like Tajiri.
Hakushi had a good run, but it was so short, they couldn't fuck it up. You know what I mean? He was only in for a few months. Funaki, I mean, he's a good little wrestler, but, I mean, he never got pushed, but at least he was around for, like, a long time and was over enough to keep him. The last one is the one that sucked, that Yatsu Tatsu or Yatsu, whatever the fuck his name was. Yatsu Tatsu was, he was good, but they never did nothing with him other than him winning that WrestleMania Battle Royal because they had Inoki and other people at the show. And then there was the other guy who he had his wife with, like, his valet, and they hired him because he was kind of tall. I forgot what his name was, but he just sucked.
I know who you're talking about. I know. Didn't he team with, like, Rene Dupree or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I know exactly who you're talking about it, but I can't remember the name off the top of my head. And Tommy's been out so long. I mean, they haven't really done anything with him yet. So.
Oh, they put him over. They put him in the fucking Royal Rumble at WrestleMania to get thrown out like a geek. He's over. You know what's so funny is, like, the WWE will fucking do one thing one way with the NXT people, and then the NXT will portray it like another thing. Like, basically, Tommy was in that Rumble. He won a match on the NXT show to qualify to be in the Rumble. So all that build-up mm-hmm. was great. Then he gets in the Rumble, gets treated like a joke, thrown out like nothing by the Big Show. Looks like a geek. But NXT, the next week or the next show, like they did a package and they portray, oh, Tommy, he made it. He made it. It's so awesome. It was so awesome. He made it. Like, no, they threw him out like a geek.
Like to make a big deal, like I think on Breaking Ground of Tyler Breeze going up to the main roster.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. And, like, you know, the storyline on Breaking Ground is, oh, my God, Tyler Breeze, he made it. He tried so hard. He made it. He did it. And now he's pretty much done, and he'll probably be gone in 3 months. Yeah, it's funny how they have, like, different perspectives.
Also, I think Tyler Breeze, he didn't have, like, one of those gimmicks that'll, like, take you very far, in my opinion. Like on the main roster.
Yeah, they could have done so much more with him. I mean, he was below 50-50 3 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they treated, and then, fuck it, stupid Mark Henry can't catch him.
I saw that on Monday. I almost missed that because that's one of those matches I usually flip through. But
I actually missed it on Raw. I saw it on as one of those gifs on like the board or on Facebook. So I just watched it over and over again. It's like, God damn!
Like one of those.
I can only imagine
like,
what Lance Storm's thinking watching this crap.
it was like that gif where Batista took the bump from Mark Henry. Remember that one? And he like shot himself like halfway across the ring doing the back bump, and it looked so horrible.
All the best gifts involve Mark Henry. Like the greatest one, even better than the one you just said, is you remember when the Nexus was running wild and they were trying to make it portray like Mark Henry was chasing the Nexus, but they started filming too soon and Mark Henry was ahead of the Nexus because he's so slow and the Nexus lapped him.
Yeah.
And Wade Barrett even kind of stopped and looked at him and it's
I remember there was the It was like,
what the fuck? Mark Henry doing sprints in the back?
Remember there was like a, wasn't there like a phone footage where it took him 5 minutes to rip the cage door off?
Something like that, yeah.
I believe so. Yeah, I remember that, so.
Well, that wasn't as bad as Big Show getting blown up trying to get a goddamn ladder in the ring. And, I don't think they're going to do the Kofi spot this year.
But he could still be in there.
What they should have done is have him, like, they throw him out on top of, like, Big Show, and Big Show catches him. Instead of dumping him, Big Show takes him all the way to the ramp, and then he dumps him on top of the fans or, like, goes up the aisle, like Roman, like the reverse Roman would go, take him all the way up there, and then the fans body surf him down to mm-hmm. the railing, and then he gets in. Like, they never did that. That would have been awesome.
Oh, no, I don't trust the fans with that.
They would have stole his fucking wing shoes.
It's not ECW when that shit was cool. And they did it with, like, Spike Dudley or somebody like that.
Ryan.
Anyway, I don't know who's going to win this thing. So, I think that the I'd say, like, either Roman or Brock, or I don't know, maybe Triple H is going to be in this thing or something at the last minute. Never know.
That's how I kind of see it happening, dude. Like, Roman's going
to... Like, do
Roman's going to eliminate Brock, and Hunter's going to come up right behind him and get rid of him.
Which, if they, I wouldn't mind too much if they do that, if they're going to do a major WrestleMania. You know, it kind of makes sense for him to... Doing the wrestler WrestleMania after what all they've done so far, so.
Yeah, I mean, that would be an all right match, but I really don't think Triple H should be the champion.
Well, I don't think it don't really matter.
I mean, it's a big enough grudge match if that happens that they don't need it to be for the title.
I could also say, like, if they wanted to, they could do Roman and Triple H and Brock in a three-way or something at WrestleMania.
That would be better than having Brock against the Wyatts.
Yep.
We'll see. Maybe plans change, as they say, so maybe something good will fucking come up. I doubt it, but.
I actually like Roman. I think Roman's done pretty well as champion so far. He's been booked pretty well, so, you know.
For a couple of weeks, but the last two, not so much.
Anyway, aside from that, do you want to go over the? I got the awards in front of me. If you want to go over that, the
Award. A lot of favoritism going on in these awards. You know what I mean? All the New Japan marks came out and forced voting for their boys for New Japan. And costing real deserving people, like the most outstanding wrestler should have been, you know, in this order, Mia Yim, Lita Bates, Evie, and Kaylee Ray, but none of them even made an honorable mention. I mean, such bullshit markism. It's all fucking AJ, whatever his name is, I can't even say it. Oh, Randy Orton, wannabe Okada, Tana over the hills. Tanahashi and his stupid air guitar that Eva Marie does so much better. I mean, God, what a just markish wrestling observer award this year.
It's a bunch of dudes with dicks.
A bunch of dudes who do 50 dudes and shit. But the sad thing is with Davey, I mean with Daniel Bryan out. You really think about it. Those dudes are the best wrestlers because there's no one in the WWE that's really that good. I mean, there are guys who are good, but not, you know, Daniel Bryan level. You know what I mean? It's actually not surprising, but it's still a bunch of marks voting for them because that's the end thing, New Japan. They're so cool with their Bullet Club shirt. In their New Japan world, I think they're so superior.
I actually thought that, like, the best, as far as match quality, at least for WWE the past year, was probably John Cena.
And when you're saying that John Cena is the best in-ring worker in the WWE, that's...
Well, I mean, he had great matches, like, almost every week.
Well, he did. I'm not saying he didn't. He was the best. You're absolutely right. He was the best thing. But go back a couple years and... You even think that John Cena would be having the best matches in WWE, people think crazy. They'd be all, oh, John Cena sucks. John Cena can't wrestle. He sucks. He's got the three moves of death.
Yeah, well, that's always going to be there, so I didn't know about that. So, anyway, the Luthez Ric Flair Award for Wrestler of the Year this past year went to AJ Styles, which... I mean, I don't watch New Japan, but I mean, you hear about him all the time. So, I mean,
yeah,
I go
he was.
With that.
They kept him strong throughout like the whole year. So that's the one thing in New Japan. And the thing is, they'll even lose matches in New Japan, but they really do keep them strong. Like you have, they keep the peck. Like you know who's who 1 through 10. Where WWE, you got like 1 and 2, and then everybody else is a 10.
Well, you probably don't see everybody on the roster lose on TV every month either.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's all you do on WWE TV. I can't remember that. Aside from Brock Lesnar, I think everybody loses on TV at least once a month, you know?
Yeah,
so.
I mean, honestly, Jay Lethal and Roderick Strong are way more deserving candidates than anybody in WWE. They were good all year long. Just, you know, nobody sees them as far as just the real hardcore is to watch ROH.
I don't think anybody lost on TV more than Seth Rollins last year, and he was the champion. You know?
Say that again?
Seth Rollins lost more than anybody on TV last year, and he was the champion most of the year. So,
Yeah, they went a totally different way than the Jay Lethal push in ROH where he never lost.
Mm-hmm. At least they didn't beat Kane. But then Kane fucked him up. And so he's gone. What happens when you push Kane? I always say it. they're going to do it again next year and somebody's going to get hurt.
He never hurts anybody. What are you talking about?
Well, then there's a curse. Some kind of curse somewhere. So, let's see. Honorable mention was Finn Balor got an honorable mention. So.
There's this NXT mark. There's just so many marks voting. Everyone who voted on this is a mark. I'm glad I didn't send in the ballot.
I've never sent in the ballot. So I don't know what the point is. Everybody else will do it. So
too much work. Too many categories.
Did you ever send in to Pro Wrestling Illustrated back in the day?
No, I never did, but I fucking always got that issue.
Oh, wait, that was one of my favorite issues of the year-end awards that came out in, like, March or April or something.
And then when they added the funny awards, too, that was going to get
in. Oh, yeah, like the fan awards whatever. Yeah, that was always pretty cool. I liked it. I remember that was always one of my favorite ones. I always thought it was cool, like on Crockett or something, when Bill Afton would show up with the awards. Do the presentations. I always thought that was pretty neat. So,
yeah, that was cool back in the day.
Mixed martial arts was valuable. Ronda Rousey won that one.
Well, she got her face kicked off. Yeah, but she's still fucking like the stats, like the one fight with Beth Correa, where 60% of the people who bought that pay per view had never ever bought a UFC pay per view. I mean, That's pretty incredible, honestly.
Yeah.
You
know, sometimes these MMA people, like, you know, they get built up so much, it kind of makes them, like, just in my eyes, you know, I'm not much of a fan in the first place, but just because they're, like, it's, like, legitimate competition and stuff, it kind of makes them, when they get it built up so much, it kind of makes them look worse when they just get the shit knocked out of them or something. You know?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, with Mike Tyson, everyone thought Mike Tyson was the baddest dude, and then he got his ass kicked one time, and then everyone's like, you know, they just had a field day making of Mike Tyson.
From him, you know, because they were built up so much. So.
Yeah.
And she'll be back. She'll be back on top, I'm sure. So, you know.
She'll be back for one match, and I think that's it. Win, lose, or draw, I think she's done after the fucking rematch. But same thing's going to happen with McGregor. Once he loses, they're going to turn on him so fucking fast and even more fucking crazier than Ronda.
Is how you'd like when, you know, who's somebody that, like, was built up like this big star was like, one time wasn't like Kimbo or something, and he got the shit knocked out of him?
Yeah. They try to push Anthony Pettis to the moon because of that fucking cage kick, where he jumped off the cage and kicked the dude, but that failed. So it's the only one, and the reason that failed is because the dude don't know how to talk. Only dudes the ones that get over the most in UFC are the ones that talk, even if they can't fight that good.
Yeah,
you know, or just average as long as they can talk. Like Michael Bisping's been below average for a long time, but. Fucking Michael Bisping talking shit. You know, Chael fucking fooled everybody for years.
Yeah.
You know, I
think
Diaz,
like
Diaz,
what?
For the most part, have been losing most of his fights, but still everyone goes crazy for Nate Diaz because he talks shit.
I think it was like right around the time that Ronda Rousey was getting ready to fight Holly Holm, we were saying that, you know, Ronda Rousey fights weren't they? Because you know she's going to win and she gets the shit knocked out of her or something like that.
Yeah, people would rather see a fucking 25-minute boring fight than an exciting 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm. I would. I mean, I'd rather see, like, 15-second fights just because I like to see somebody get knocked the fuck out, you know.
Yeah.
And she got knocked the fuck out, so. Next is a most outstanding wrestler, AJ Styles, took this one, too. So, yeah. What's the difference between that and the wrestler of the year?
Wrestler of the year is, like, more... I think outstanding means more, like, technical, where The other one is like overall.
Which he and they looks like a dumb shit's getting rid of this guy. How they let this guy get away, I don't know. You could have fired like five people you don't need to make room for him, right?
Speaking of, have you been on the internet today?
No, not really.
You know there's a big major story involving AJ and TNA right now.
No.
TNA just came out and said that they met with AJ and fucking Carl Anderson and Doc Gallus, and that they signed all three of them, but then they reneged and went to WWE. Which, even if that's true, then they're making themselves look bad and could get in trouble because Gallows and Anderson were still under contract when supposedly they signed contracts with TNA, so TNA could get sued for contract tampering if it even is true. But, yeah, that's what their website came out with, saying that AJ and them decided to sign with them, but they screwed them over and they didn't hear from them after the fact, after they signed.
I think I would have heard about this a while back if this had happened.
Well, that's what came out on their website, so who knows.
TNA sucking hind shit, like always, so I don't know.
Yeah.
TNA didn't give me, TNA didn't get much of the awards, like the bad awards here because nobody watched the TV show last year. So it's kind of hard to get the bad awards if nobody watched your shit, you know. Nobody even remembers you exist hardly. Anyway, so.
Yeah, the only good thing on TNA is the Dollhouse.
I can't remember the last time I watched TNA. Probably when it was on Spike, to be honest with you. In fact, I know it was on Spike. So they've been through two new channels since then, so. Which hasn't been that long. It's only been about a year that they've been through like three channels.
Right, no shit.
Most they're outstanding
like
fighter.
TNA's like a cockroach. They just won't die.
Most outstanding fighter of the year, Conor McGregor won this one.
I guess you kind of have to because he didn't lose. I mean, had Ronda not lost, it would have been her, but he does somehow end up winning. There's a gift from that fight with Aldo where they got it like kind of like on one of Aldo's corner people. You would think they shot like his baby in the head the way he reacted. Oh my God, dude. This dude's like, you remember when Ralph's heart broke on The Simpsons?
Vaguely.
Well, when he gave Lisa the Valentine's and she was mean to him, he chewed her.
I probably seen it, but I just don't remember.
Okay.
Well,
there you can, even though it happens so fast, you can still like pinpoint the moment where the dude's heart just broke because I knocked the fuck out right in front of him, dude. It's funny.
Next one is best box office draw, and this goes to Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, by far. I mean, that's not even close. I don't even know why there's a fucking category. And we have this conversation every year. Like, take the goddamn category out already, Dave. It's not a voting category. It's a fact category.
Let's see. Feud of the year. Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo.
And that was a one person, honestly.
Was a one-man show?
Yeah. I mean, although, you know, he, like, some of his reactions to Conor were good, but it's not like he did any of the talking, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that was, and then plus, you know, they were going to have to fight, and then it didn't happen, and then they were going to have to fight again. So you got, like, a prolonged showcase on them. So, yeah, that's the best feud of the year.
The tag team of the year was the Young Bucks. A lot of these guys I haven't seen, so I don't know.
That's all the Meltzer marks are voting. for the Young Bucks because of the Meltzer driver, and they call him Uncle Dave. And they blow him kisses at Pro Wrestling Guerrilla shows. They're just a couple of dudes to do flippy dudes. You know, the best tag team
those
in the world.
Like to do the super kick.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the best tag team in the world broke up this year, and it probably cost them from winning. That was the Lucha Sisters, Leva Bates and Mia Yim. But, you know, only real wrestling fans like myself know about them. But there's more Meltzer marks voting for fucking Super Kick Party.
Yeah. Most improved, Bailey won most improved.
Yeah, I can see that because she did get better. A lot of it's because they let her character do more in the ring, because you remember when she first started, all she was doing was hugging and not really doing anything, but they let her progress it, and that it gave the – I think she's just as – almost – I mean, she's a little – she's better, but I think it's a little overplayed because of how they allowed the character to progress when she probably was already that good. It's just that they slowly let her be that good. You know what I mean?
I just worry whenever they put her up to the main roster. That they're going to fuck her up to do everybody else. We may got a good chance to, like, really get her over. Like, kind of like a John Cena, a female John Cena, you know, with the kids and stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Jason Jordan and Chad Gable is a team I really liked this past year.
Yeah, from what I've seen of them. Yeah, like they have that awesome match in the tournament that they lost, and then they had another awesome match. Actually, I think it was like a four, like an eight-man or something, but they were awesome in it.
They should have called something in the ring and put them in the finals of that tournament at the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Baron Corbin, he's improved a lot.
Yeah. He's been over a lot more with me. Because I watch him on Breaking Ground, and I like his attitude and stuff like that. He's got a good...
Yeah, of course you like him. He's an asshole.
Yeah. You got to be an asshole.
Yeah, you kind of do. You got to be an asshole, but not be stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Josh was being an asshole, but he was being a stupid asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And trying to think of, any of the other promotions. You know, once again, you know, something that only me and a few people would know, but the current Shine champion, Taylor Made, this girl in the year, her wrestling improved like leaps and bounds. Like, I know you don't even have any clue who she is, but she was kind of like the second wheel of a tag team. There was this tag team called Maiden Sin, and it was Allison Kay and Taylor Made. And Taylor Made was like her mini-me. Basically, you know, they dressed the same, but it was all Allison was the star. She was a Ricky Morton. She was a Shawn Michaels. The Taylor Made was Marty Jannetty, Robert Gibson. But then they stopped having them team as much, and she just had a bunch of singles matches, and she just slowly got better and better. And then that group that they have, she was like the Arn Anderson of the group. So she made tremendous leaps and bounds over the year. But like I say, there's only so many people I watch Shine.
Next was Best on Interviews, and Conor McGregor won that one. Obviously, I don't watch any MMA, but I hear a lot about him, and I don't know if I ever heard him actually do a promo or anything. But so.
Well, they had all the champions on the stage sitting down, and a lot of the top contenders too were on there, and he just started talking shit to everyone. I mean, guys that weren't even in his weight classes, he's like the guys who were fighting for the lightweight title. He told the guy, "Oh, you want to fight me? You want to fight me? Because you know I'll make money, and your wife wants you to fight me because she'll break out the red panties because she knows you're gonna make a lot of money when you get your ass kicked by me." And he just doesn't shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? That's why he's so good. He won't shut up. He's going to get the last word, and he's real quick. He is real quick. So he really is the best promo as far as overall. If it was just wrestling, I'd say Paul Heyman.
Yeah, I would say Paul Heyman. Kevin Owens has been really good. as promo guy, but since he's come up the past year. So,
yeah, he's pretty good.
Because I never watched and got to see any, like, ROH and saw him there. But he'd been really good, I think. The New Day is kind of, they're good, but they're almost, like, too comical.
They're good if you keep them under 5 minutes. If they kept it under 5 minutes, they'd be the best thing. But they give them 20 minutes instead.
Yeah. let me see. The next one is most charismatic was Shinsuke Nakamura, I guess. Okay, I've never seen him. But if somebody says it's so long, I guess there's something to that.
He's the most douchebag-looking wrestler in the world. he just looks like a douchebag. He looks dirty. He looks nasty. But as far as Japanese, yeah, he's pretty over.
Yeah, others on the list, I would agree with Bayley, of course, and NXT.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar, he just got an aura about him, makes him that way. You know, it's not nothing that he actually does. He's just Brock Lesnar. He's just this scary monster.
Yeah.
You know? John Cena, obviously, he's always, you know, he's always there, he's most charismatic.
Well, and once again, people are going to disagree with me, but when you can do a job match in 30 seconds and get over for over a year to the point where they're flying you in as a surprise on a NXT takeover show, and then you get the biggest reaction besides Bayley and Sasha, or right up there with Bayley, Sasha, and Finn Balor, and that's Blue Pants. No one else could have took a 30-second match and ran with it like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have something there to keep it over. It shouldn't have lasted more than a week, two, three at the most, but over a year.
Best technical wrestler was Zack Sabre Jr. I have no idea who that even is. This is New Japan or something?
I never seen him. You'd have to ask Alan Farrell about him or something.
Okay. Bruiser Brody Memorial Award for Best Brawler was Tomohiro Ishii. I guess that's New Japan too. So
yeah, he's not as muscular, but he's a Rick Steiner type, like kind of short, stocky, low center of gravity, and he's just really great at selling and fighting. And him and the guy who came in second, Shibata, whenever they have matches, it's the closest thing of pro wrestling looking like a real fight.
Others on this list I would go with were Kevin Owens, Brock Lesnar, obviously. He's always up there, I think, one of the best brawlers out there, so.
And Soraya Knight should have been mentioned. I mean, anybody who's brave enough to, in this day and age, while she's having a match in the crowd, and she's basically hitting every fan around her, because I wasn't the only person she punched at that show. that's a fucking brawler right there. She don't give a fuck.
Next category is the best flying wrestler, and Ricochet won that.
That dude can do some shit. You ever see the spot where it's in New Japan and he's standing on the top rope or the corner? And another guy is on the top rope too, and that guy jumps up and gets him in the Hurricanrana, and he flips Ricochet over, and Ricochet fucking lands on his feet like a professional Olympic gymnast landing, hitting a perfect 10. You know what I mean? It's like the fuck did he do that?
Most overrated. He's also
banging Tessa Blanchard, so you got to give him points for that too.
He's doing. He's what?
He's banging Tessa Blanchard. That's Tessa Blanchard's dude.
Oh. Most overrated, Kane. I definitely agree with that.
I don't know. Kane's awesome.
I had my fill of corporate Kane last year.
Roman Reigns.
Huh?
Roman Reigns.
I don't think he's that overrated.
I think he's the most overrated wrestler in history, of course.
I'm sure there's somebody more. He's a good worker. I like him. He's okay. Especially if he's in there with somebody good, so. See who else on this. Sheamus, I'd agree with that.
What, Sheamus?
Sheamus.
What did he win?
I was gonna say, he was in there for most overrated. He was high up in the ballot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he sucks.
Now all the WWE guys are showing up on most overrated. We've had nothing but Japan guys for the last few awards. So. most underrated, Cesaro. You know, I'd say that, considering how good he is to the push he gets on TV. Whenever they never know what they're doing with him. When they feel like they're pushing him, the next day they're squashing him. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. Emma's kind of underrated. She's been pretty awesome back in NXT.
Promotion of the year went to New Japan Pro Wrestling. Well,
that's
I figured that was
bullshit. It was just Shimmer and Shine should have been Cole Winter, Shimmer and Shine, New Japan. What a joke.
I think Jim Ross is going to be working for him.
That's going to be so weird. Jim Ross trying to keep up with today's wrestling, like Jim Ross trying to call a Young Bucks match or something. You know what I mean? It's going to be a challenge. It's not going to be easy as he's going to think it is.
Let's see what else. Best weekly TV show was WWE NXT. I'd go with that.
Yeah, and then probably Lucha Underground. It's close between the two of them, honestly.
Pro Wrestling Match of the Year was Shinsuke Nakamura versus Kota Ibushi in January 4th in Tokyo. I did not see this match.
once again, New Japan Mark's taking over the ballot, but the real match of the year, and only about 250 people saw it, was Shimmer, Day 2, 4-way between Allison Kay, Veda Scott, Mia Yim, and Chaz and McKenzie. That was the match of the year. Not even close. Mainly because the fans were crazy for some reason over.
I think for me, my match of the year, I think, was probably, maybe Brock and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I really liked that match. The way it was booked at the end. It was just so really hard-hitting. And I enjoyed it.
The
three-way
pop
at the beginning of the year.
Seth. Yeah, that was awesome too.
I know Kevin Owens, John Cena, they had a couple of really great matches last year. Let's see what else.
Sasha and Bayley was pretty goddamn.
Yeah,
good.
That's true. They had like a couple matches, and that one was a 30-minute Iron Man fight.
The Iron Man one, though, is only good really for half the match. Because the first 15 minutes, they're just kind of there, and then when she rips the fucking headband off that little girl and Izzy goes fucking crazy crying, it just up the level, like the intensity level just fucking skyrocketed it, and you're like, oh, God, this fucking bitch. And then...
I think it was the previous match that I remember maybe being a little bit better when she first won the title. That was on the it was on the card with the Finn Balor and Kevin Owens ladder match, and I think it was better than that ladder match, which history is saying something. So
It was better than that ladder match. It just wasn't as good as the VOD villains beating Blake and Murphy with the help of Blue Pants. You know, that was actually the best NXT match of the year.
Okay. I believe you.
MMA, I always tell the truth.
Robbie Lawler versus Rory McDonald in Las Vegas on July the 11th.
Dude, okay. That was fucking, that's one of the best fights I've ever seen. That was so awesome because it's, I didn't go, me and a bunch of guys, we didn't actually go to the show. We watched it from Highlight Suite at the Venetian. It was like me and Rodney and Junior Horseman and Doc G and Vinny and Bridget and maybe one or two other people. And Doc had made a bet. And I think the bet was that Lawler had to get past the fourth round or something. It was some kind of weird bet like that. It wasn't just that someone's going to win. It's like it has to be past the fourth round. It's something like that, right? So the fourth round, Rory's fucking winning, dude. He's killing Lawler, and we're thinking he's got to get past that round. So we're just on edge, you know. We're all excited for Doc G. He's freaking out because, you know, Lawler's almost not making it. You know what I mean? And he's like, oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then he gets all excited. And then I think Scott reads the ticket, and he's like, no, he get past the fifth round. So then we were all worried again because, like I say, he barely survived the fourth round, but then he comes out in the fifth round and just beats the fuck out of Rory and won, and ended up winning. So that was a damn good Lawler has the best fucking fights, dude. It's not even close. I mean, Ronda and McGregor are the bigger stars, and maybe they have, you know, the exciting because it's real quick or something. But as far as, like, you know, we talked about, what do you want to see, a boring 25-minute fight or exciting 15-minute fight? Lawler has exciting 25-minute fights that are just back and forth that go all the way to the fucking end. I mean, he had, like, two of Hendricks, the Rory McDonald, the one he just had with Condent. I mean, that dude just fucking, he's awesome.
The Rookie of the Year, Chad Gable, won this.
Yeah, he's pretty goddamn awesome. It's also hard because there's so few rookies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, who else is a rookie? Fucking Tough Enough Sarah, Tough Enough Josh, ZZ. I guess maybe Cody
Hall
is
on the fifth. That Hall's fun. Nia Jax is on this list.
She sucks, dude. Did you see the Breaking Ground where they're trying to play it off like she has no idea how to do an entrance? And you're like, how the fuck would she not know, have her entrance planned? And you think that's bullshit. But then you see how the way she comes out and she just kind of looks around. And you're like, you know what? That's fucking true. She didn't have a fucking entrance plan. And she's so fucking slow at doing everything. Like, you know how you're, like, big guys are supposed to be slow and plodding? She's overly slow and plodding. She fucking sucks. She's got a beautiful face. But her gear sucks, and her wrestling sucks. I mean, if they wanted a monster, and I understand why you go with The Rock's cousin, but if they wanted a monster, they should have got Havoc. Especially now that Havoc's lost like 50 pounds and can fucking move again. And I mean, she'd be perfect for that fucking the part that Nia Jax is playing.
She don't like the black, so.
Yeah, I know.
Watching those promo classes on Breaking Ground is like fucking awkward and brutal. It's just, even if you're good doing promos, it's just awkward and weird watching those.
Well, so since Dusty died, you know that class has gone downhill. I mean, you're supposed to get better at promo class, but Apollo Crews has gotten worse and worse and worse by the week as far as promos. And we were all talking about, oh, he's going to get called up once Vin takes a look at him. It's like, he's digressing in that fucking system.
It's like even if he's like the best promo person in the world, he's still watching those promo classes. It's just weird and awkward and kind of embarrassing, you know? Just has to do that in front of people.
Speaking of, you know, Chris Jericho, in my mind, has always been one of the most best promos out there, but he sucks so bad on this comeback.
Well,
I don't know what it is.
The catchphrase is Rudy.
Is that the gimmick
that
he's
like
supposed
that
to suck? I don't know.
But
it's been bad. Haven't you thought it's been bad?
I haven't really paid much attention to his comeback, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I kind of
well,
tuned out
for Jericho, but it's just, I don't know. I don't know what he's going for.
I guess whenever it comes back, I just think, oh, he's just coming in to lose. So I don't really get pay much attention to him. You know, he's one of those comeback people that comes in for like a couple of months and loses a bunch of matches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, best non-wrestler was, best non-wrestler is in Austin. Okay, it's Dario Cueto. I have no idea who that is.
That's the authority figure for Lucha Underground. He's actually quite good because he's a real actor. I haven't seen it, but have you seen like the commercials for Eva Longoria's new TV show? It's like a parody of a telenovela.
No, I don't guess I have.
Well, he's on that, and he's supposed to be pretty good. So he's not good live. Like they have to do a lot of takes when they film Lucha Underground.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do get one that he can take, you know, he's really good. And I kind of have to, like I say, I didn't see every Lucha Underground. I would say that he's probably deserving, but someone, once again, who's not getting the visibility that everyone else, but SoCal Val has been managing and Shine. And she's fucking phenomenal, dude. She's so fucking good. You know, she goes from being angry to happy laughing to being pissed off. Like, her facials are great. Just her she's like an old-time manager, not a valet, like a manager, you know what I mean? And she is fucking fantastic. Plus the fuck, she's so goddamn hot. But yeah, so SoCal Val, I mean, TNA, she was there for a long time, and she had like a lot of different jobs backstage or whatever, but, and they had the cameraman who zoomed in and out between her legs.
I remember her as the ring girl or something.
Yeah, the cameraman used to zoom in and out of between her legs. But she's awesome. I mean, she's fucking really, really great. And, you know, but no one knows about it.
Best television announcer, Mauro Ranallo won that one.
He did it in 2 weeks.
Jesus.
He won before he even announced. Come on now. But it's true, though, because everybody sucks, dude. Michael Cole sucks. JBL sucks. Brian Saxon sucks. The King had been sucking until Mario got there. The Japanese guys, they're exciting, but you don't understand what the fuck they're saying. You know what I mean? You can't really judge them. Same thing with the Mexicans. They're excited, but you don't know what the fuck they're saying. So it's not like you can say they're great or anything.
The only other one I like Corey Graves in NXT. I think he's really good.
He has a few funny lines, but overall, I don't like him. Kevin Kelly is just kind of there. He's nothing spectacular, but he's not, like, horrible. He's just there. Matt Stryker sucks. The guy who does all the WWE in live, Dragon Gate Lenny, whatever his name is, he can call the moves, and that part is good, but then he tries to be funny. His comedy is very hit and miss, so sometimes it's very miss. When Naylor does commentary, he gets his funny lines, but also, you know, his lines that fail hard, you know what I mean? So there's no one really other than Mauro that's actually in America that I can say is good. Everyone else at the best is average, at best.
And then you worry about the WWE going to bring Mauro down, so.
Yeah.
And hopefully not, but I'd rather groom him for, like, the main announcer. I hear him calling, like, Raw or something like that.
I like to hear him call it goddamn Rumble Sunday. That's what I want.
Worst television announcer, John Layfield. I'll go with that.
I'd go with Brian Saxon. He's pretty bad.
I've had their ABO. JBL called Bruiser Brody, Frank Brody, one more time. I'm going to bomb it. He acts like he knows the man. First off, I never heard nobody call him Frank Brody. He was either Bruiser Brody or Frank Goodish. And I don't think he was raised. I don't think he ever met the man, and he was probably dead before he ever even heard of him.
Yeah, and if you're going to call him Frank, don't call him Frank Brody. Call him Frank Goodish. He never
Frank
Brody.
friend, bro. He sounds like, you know, you were like pals with him, you know?
Yeah.
Like you, I don't know, like you were in Japan with him or something, with Stan Hansen going up and down the roads and going to the fucking steakhouse or something. That's so stupid. And then when he gets angry about something, he's like yells as loud as possible in the most violent manner possible, where it's irritating. No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Josh from TNA is fucking horrendous, too.
Well, thank you. I have not heard any of that.
And the Pope fucking sucks even worse, I think.
Jerry Lawler might be bad, but I feel I need to get a kick out of him hearing him once a month on the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
All I can. You know? Let's see. Best Major Wrestling Show. New Japan Wrestle Kingdom. January the 4th. Okay. I go with WrestleMania 31. I thought it was one of the better WrestleManias in a long time. Probably a top, if I had to say it, probably a top 10 WrestleMania of all time. So.
Shine 30 was fucking awesome. And the second taping on Saturday of the last Shimmer shows were fucking awesome. So they blew WrestleMania and Wrestle Kingdom out of the water. But once again, no one saw. Only the marks that vote for fucking New Japan.
Let's see. Worst major wrestling shows. Triple Mania. Is that the one where they had all the internet problems or something?
Yeah, the internet problems, and they had the Psycho Circus against the Villanos.
I vaguely remember something about something happened at Triple Mania. I don't know. I guess I read in the Observer when it happened. I don't remember it, though.
Yeah.
But
you know, the Villanos are like all in their 60s and can't move and somehow still had a match.
There's a lot of WWE pay-per-views that I don't remember being this bad that made this list. Like TLC, I thought was a decent show. But the Elimination Chamber was a decent show. Extreme Rules was okay. I don't know.
Yeah, just all the New Japan marks are going to fucking be anti-WWE.
Okay, I get the Royal Rumble with the Roman Reigns, and I can see why somebody would say that was a bad show. And even the Survivor Series where they did the stupid Sheamus cashing in Money in the Bank after Roman wins, that was stupid. So,
yeah.
I don't know. And plus, I can't even remember. All these shows run together. I can't hardly remember what's happened on each of them. So sometimes it's hard to tell. Let's see, Best Wrestling Maneuver, AJ Styles, Styles Clash. Did you kill anybody this year with it?
No, not since he, I think Roddy was the last person he fucked up with it.
I remember when people were making a big deal about that. I didn't think it was a big deal. They told somebody, you were just a bad, you're just a bad luck.
Yeah.
You know, it just happened, I think it happened like a few times in, like a short span, you know?
Yeah.
A couple of people getting hurt, so.
It was just mainly because that one dude broke his fucking neck. Think of what else. Because, I mean, honestly, that's, Styles Clash have been around for years and years and years. It only won because they made it such a strong move in Japan, but.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, usually it's like shit like Evan's Shooting Star Press or something by Ricochet or something like that. Trying to think. Honestly, the most over move here in America is fucking just Brock Lesnar fucking grabbing a dude and chunking him.
You know the German suplexes? Suplex
yeah.
City?
Yeah.
Most disgusting promotional tactic. I knew what was going to win this one. Was WWE using replayers death in an angle.
Yeah.
The Divas Revolution made number two. That don't make any sense to me.
What's number two?
WWE Divas Revolution. What's disgusting? That's disgusting.
Oh. That's just people fucking getting pissed off that fucking is not as good as NXT. I mean, there shouldn't. There actually, this is a category where not one other thing should have got a vote. It should have been totally unanimous.
That's true.
It should have been totally unanimous.
This isn't the fucking Divas Revolution. That's like the stupidest thing ever. Disgusting promotional tactic.
Yeah.
that's just people being stupid, I think.
Yeah.
TNA having James Storm push Mickey in front of the train. That's pretty fucking funny. All things considered. Didn't
yeah,
it? That was so absurd. You can't get mad about it. WWE changing Ultimate Warrior's words and meaning and giving Connor the Warrior Award. Okay, I guess I agree with that.
I don't mind him giving it to Connor. It's just who's the random person that's going to get it this year? You know what I mean? Some random.
I don't know. I'd give it to
Dustin
Rhodes this year.
Hopefully they'll do that.
You know, just because. So.
Yeah.
But
they need to give it to that black lady who makes the wardrobes on Total Divas. she don't take no shit from Cameron and Naomi.
Yeah. Lucha Underground and Indie Men versus Women matches, I don't even know what that means.
Oh, it's because they had matches that basically the guys just came out and beat the shit out of Sexy Star. And
I remember wasn't there some kind of a chair spot or something, or a powerbomb spot or something on an indie match with a guy versus a girl or something?
Okay, and you're thinking of the Kimberly. That should have got some votes for most the disgusting tag. What it was Beyond Wrestling, I think is the name of the company. The dude's name was Dickinson. And basically, he fucking hit Kimberly with a chair. And the way he swung the chair, it's not like he hit the flat part. He hit her more with the side, which is worse. So he already pretty much knocked her out with the fucking chair shot, which was like way over the line. And then he picks her up for like a razor's edge and tosses her toward the turnbuckles. And I swear to God, she's inches away from having her fucking neck fucking snap in half. And yeah, that was pretty fucking bad, dude. I mean, that pretty bad. But I have seen a bunch of intergender, because that's the thing. Some people are against the intergender matches. And but I have seen a bunch of good ones. That same girl, Kimberly, she's dating a guy who's a wrestler, and they had a match. They had an awesome match on the WSU show. And then there was a Queen of Combat match where the main event was Mia and Leva Bates against Candice LeRae and Joey Ryan. And it's more of a comedy match, but that match was fucking awesome. Fucking Mia and Leva came, you know, their gimmick was they were doing Frozen. Have you seen Frozen? The Disney cartoon Frozen.
Do what now?
Have you seen Frozen? The movie Frozen?
No.
The cartoon?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, it was like the big Disney hit like last year. And there's a little snowman in the movie, so they came out dressed like the two princesses, and they had the little snowman, and they had like a snowman on a like the head of a snowman on a stick that Mia was carrying around. And Joey Ryan comes and he grabs the fucking snowman. And, you know, Mia and Leva are trying to get it back, and then the referee kind of pushes him back, and Joey's just there, and he starts rubbing it against his hairy chest. And the sell job by Mia and Leva looking disgusted when he did that. And then their eyes bug out because he lowers his hand, and he opens up his trunks, and he sticks the snowman in his fucking trunks and starts rubbing it around down there. And just the fucking cell job by Mia Leva was awesome. And then they go and Mia grabs his fucking chest hair and Leva pulls the snowman out of his trunks and then she shoves it in his mouth and shit. And but it was actually an awesome match. And they did it awesome where like they were getting moves on Joey, but when Joey did something, he was killing them because, you know, he's a guy. You know what I mean? That was a real good match. But yeah, I'm not down on the women fighting the guys if they do it where it's kind of like it's fine if it's more like even, but when it's just a guy beating the shit out of a girl, it's kind of uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it all depends on how you do it.
I'm looking at these previous winners. I still don't have a good answer as to why Bob Backlund as WWF champion was discussing promotional tactic in 1982 or 83.
I don't know how Bugsy McGraw won worst interviews 1 year. What the fuck was that? That just proves that there's always been marks voting for the Wrestling Observer Awards.
I think the people who voted for Bob Backlund as WWF champion discussing promotional tactics voted for the Davis Revolution as promotional tactics.
I think the thing with Backlund was the year that he headlined like Madison Square Garden like 1 month against AFA and then the other month against Sika. And people were like, why are they getting world title shots? You know what I mean? I think that might be kind of why that happened. That's the only thing I could kind of like explain or something. You know what I mean? Make sense of it.
There's been a lot of some of these disgusting promotional tactics. You got usage of Mike Bonner's near fatal illness, obviously. A lot of world class in here. Equating angle of Chris Adams' blindness with the real death of Geno. I remember that.
You know how they have the Bruiser Brody Memorial Brawler Award and the Ric Flair Luke Dez Award?
Uh-huh.
That should be the Fritz Von Erich Award. The Fritz Von Erich Most Disgusting Promotional Tactic Award.
Well, they won it 4 years in a row, according to this. See, world-class handling of Mike Von Erich's death in 87. Okay, I believe that. Chris Von Erich's a fake brush with death in 88 with the fake heart attack, obviously.
Yeah.
See, 1989 was Jose Gonzalez's babyface push by World Wrestling Council. I believe that.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
1990 with Onita stabbing ankle with Jose Gonzalez. I remember that. WWF exploiting the Persian Gulf War, yeah. WCW push of Eric Watts. I don't know if that's disgusting.
Oh, tell me you weren't disgusted when fucking Arn Anderson tried to jump him at the gas station and he kicked Arn's ass.
Well, I was more upset when he made Arn Anderson submit in the ring to the STF.
Yeah.
I said, oh, what the fuck? And there was Watts. He really, to me, he wasn't that bad. It's just he shouldn't have been pushed where he was pushed. Cactus Jack Amnesia Angle. That was just stupid.
Which one, the Cactus Jack what?
Amnesia Angle in 93.
Oh.
Where he was living with the homeless people in Cleveland.
Wasn't he like a sailor or something?
He was a sailor named Jack and he had shaved his beard. And they brought his family to see him and he had two good looking wives, so they had to find him an ugly wife to play his wife.
Yeah.
Because the wife really was good looking. You know, she's like a model and shit. They had to find some dumpy looking woman to play his wife because she wasn't very attractive.
His wife's hot and his daughter's even hotter, man.
Yeah.
Love to have those fucking long ass legs wrapped around me.
Let's see. 97, the Melanie Pillman thing after Pillman's death, yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
98, WCW exploiting Scott Hall's drinking problems and angles, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. That was funny shit, though. When he come out with a drink or something, he vomited all over Bischoff that 1 week because he drank too much.
Remember when he wasn't on the show for, like, the longest time, and then Ric Flair went crazy and went to the loony bin, and they escaped on the
there.
Bus with AAA, Ric Flair AAA, and then they scram through the crowd and there's fucking Scott Hall on the bus.
Yeah, that was just weird.
They kidnapped Ric Flair and they buried him in the desert?
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Nothing ever became of it. He showed up like 6 months later. Some of the other ones there. Okay, contingent over the edge pay-per-view when Owen Hart died. I understand that.
Yeah.
David Arquette being the world champion, okay. J.D. Vick, obviously.
All these are so bad, but some of them are awesome in certain ways.
WWE splitting Death Eddie.
Awesome in the fact that you couldn't believe Triple H is in a cop and fucking hamburger meat.
WWE exploding Death Eddie Guerrero. That's probably the worst one, I think. That was just bad.
Did CM Punk win for for rubbing Paul Bearer's ashes over himself?
Yes, and they won the year before for exploiting Jerry Lawler's heart attack, which actually I thought was a hell of an angle. I didn't win that, but I wasn't bothered by it.
Yeah.
That's something Lawler would have done in, Lawler would have done himself in Memphis. So
yeah.
I didn't care. You know, WWE 2014, WWE insulting fans to purchase their full price pay-per-views. Yeah. WWE teasing Jeff Hardy doing the drug overdose on the internet to get interest for the pay-per-view show. Remember when they did he collapsed in a hotel in an angle and everybody thought it was real? I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
People lost their shit over that. God, wrestling's horrible, isn't it? Worst television show the past year was Raw. It's the only one I watched, but yeah, there were bad moments. They were good and bad. TNA Impact
yeah.
only got number two because I don't think anybody saw it. So,
yeah, that's true.
Worst match of the year, Psycho Circus versus Villanos, Mexico City. Okay, I guess I never saw that one. The second one was the Royal Rumble. See.
No. The worst match, I saw the worst match at the Shimmer fucking tapings. Okay. They, I found out why this girl was on the show too. It's even funny. Okay. They usually have these matches before they start really taping the DVD tapings, and they're called Sparkle matches, and basically it's girls getting a tryout. And some of the girls
uh-huh.
that they've had like on the trial, like Heidi Lovelace, she was a spark. She started off in a Sparkle match, and now she's like the Chikara Lion champion. She's gotten really good. But basically, the Sparkle match, they had it on the second day, and basically the first girl that came out, her name, I think she's changed her name to Kelly Klein. She's coming out on Ring of Honor, BJ Whitmer's girlfriend. Anyway, she also wrestled under Mary Elizabeth Monroe. And she's decent. She's okay. And she's fucking hot. She looks like a porn star, actually. She looks like porn star hot. And I'm not saying that as an insult. That's actually a compliment. She's hot. And then they had this other girl come out named Paloma Starr. And it was a little short, chubby Mexican chick. And this is the worst fucking wrestler I ever seen in my fucking life, dude. This match, I mean, every match the day before, there was nothing below 3.5 stars. I mean, it was just awesome match after awesome match after awesome match the day before. And then they start off with this fucking crap. And this chick couldn't even hold her arm right for a clothesline. And all her bumps looked horrible. Mary Elizabeth Monroe, she was good. I mean, she actually, it was impressive how normal, how decent she looked wrestling this fucking worthless fucking chick. I mean, it was insulting how bad this chick was watching her. I mean, just horrible, horrible. And I was just fucking chatting with Prazak, and I was like, I just kind of made a joke about how bad the match was or something. I forget what we were talking about, but he's like, Prazak's like, yeah, I made sure I got with Mary Elizabeth Monroe, and I told her, I don't blame you for this match. You're okay. You know, because all the girls had told him how horrible it was. And then it turned out the reason they gave her the chance is because she hooked Shimmer up with some discounts on rental cars somehow. And that
uh-huh.
was like the payback. and this day's like, I'm not doing that again. Before Dave knew how fucking bad it was. But, no, dude. It was horrible, dude. It was so horrible. I almost hope they added to the DVD just as like an extra, so just you can somehow see it. Even though probably best for the company that nobody ever sees this match.
You want to do the plugs? Because it's like 9:30.
Oh, okay. Man, you know, I shouldn't even. I thought, yeah, we'll probably not even be able to do an hour or just barely do an hour. We're already past 9:30. Everyone, check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com along with a lot of other shows. Check out AngryMarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at BlogTalkRadio.com/Contrer and older shows at BlogTalkRadio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio.
You can go to youtube.com/Couture. I got a bunch of stuff up there. I just put up some Southwest Championship Wrestling, Ed, so you'll be interested in that. And
awesome. How much did you put up?
There's five different videos, but one of them has like maybe 3 or 4 hours of stuff of Southwest on there. So it's a good bit. And also got every episode of Smoky Mountain Wrestling up now. So from the beginning to the last show. And I've been watching this shit all week. I love this shit. So.
And then I guess you could follow Craig at Proper Jam, even though it's spelled Proper Jam. He's like, you know how the black people change the pronunciation of their names? It's like Craig thinks he's black or something, and somehow Proper turned into Proper.
Like when Joe Dirt tried to say his name was Joe Dirt.
Right. But yeah, so. And then I guess we'll be back next week, and we'll talk the outcome of the Royal Rumble. And I'll be watching Shine live, so everyone get updates from that, because I know everyone's going to be so interested to hear what's going on in Shine. But we will be back next week, and we will talk to everyone then.
You gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the merchant shit. Let's go hook him up.
Tonight.